call the meeting to order at 10 o'clock. Roll call.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect all members are present.
As we do in the normal meetings, this is a time for public comment on any subject. I think this is the same, any subject that is not on the agenda. Okay, and I'll close public comment then. I hear a motion for the approve the draft meeting minutes.
Yeah.
And I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And presentations, finance, you're on.
Staff. Let's see. We're going to skip presentations. Wait a minute. Okay, so you threw me off on this one here. Yeah, we'll go with presentations. All right, so we have no presentation. We're going to go to discussion.
Okay, so I figured the presentation was probably an update, not associated with the main topic.
I think it's a standard category that we put on there so that we can. This is the first finance meeting I've been in for a while, so I apologize.
Okay. Don't apologize. You defined it well. So we'll go into the E1, which is discussion regarding the chair and vice chair. And I don't think there's any doubt that Bill will become president. I was president or chair for the last two years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Bill, your turn.
Okay.
Do a motion.
I'll make a motion that Director Lee becomes chair, and I will take on the role of vice chair.
Okay.
Right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. None. And I pass the proverbial baton to.
We had a public comment.
Yeah. I need to understand. You had a finance update on the agenda, so I have some questions for that. Are you now?
There's no presentation to comment on.
Okay. So you're not going to do it. All right. I will call you with the questions.
Okay.
Okay, moving on to discussion regarding community center pool financing.
Okay, as you know, we hired Terracon to do a site assessment and a geotech survey of the potentiality of expanding the pool, and we received those reports back. And from those reports, we were directed to meet with the Recreation Committee and the Finance Committee. And we did meet, in fact, with the Recreation Committee, and we presented, and we looked at the three options that were presented by Terracon. And they gave an executive summary to you on these at the board, but that contains the first three pages of your packet here. And so we had a pool that essentially had just steps going into the rectangle of the pool. The second option, which was a little bit more, had a little larger area of an L shape stepping into the pool. And then the third option had a fairly reasonably sized L leg off the rectangle side of the pool that transitioned into the main part of the pool. The Recreation Committee looked at this at this option and felt that, and the numbers that they looked at are on the page after the third option here. They looked at this option and felt that this third option, even though it was more expensive, that it allowed for greater flexibility of bringing in more recreation programs, which meant that there's a greater potential for some cost recovery if you were to have things occurring in the leg of the pool and in the main part of the pool, and that eventually it would probably pay for itself because you were able to have expanded programming. That was the feeling of the Park and Rec Committee. So they went with the higher priced option on the pool. If you go to the page after that, this is what we presented to the Park and Rec Committee. And it was taking the numbers that were given to us by Terracon and some questions that I had asked of Terracon and meetings with staff to make a recommendation on which Terracon recommendations we thought were prudent and which TerraCon recommendations we thought were not necessarily prudent or did not need to be done right away. And an example of that is that we did not feel that a $17,000 drainage study to tell us that we have a drainage problem in front of the building was something we thought that money could be better spent somewhere else. So we went through and we analyzed all of that, and this sheet kind of takes us through what we think the actual price of that option three pool would be when we take into consideration their recommendations and some other cost factors that we included and which are enumerated here that they had not included, plus the contingency fee of 15%, which is the smart way to do it because you never know what's going to come up. So we felt that the actual price of that third pool in reality would be $1.4 million. Any questions on that particular sheet? I'll give you a moment to kind of absorb it.
So just a question that I would have on the ADA cost, that's about $30,000. Is that a requirement to be done at the time the pool is worked on or opened? Or is that something that can be done over time? Do you know that?
Contra Costa County, when the plans go through, the health department will specify certain things concerning bathrooms. It's all based on the square footage of the pool. They divide that by 20, comes up with how many bathrooms and showers you're going to need for the public. Once they approve it, it goes to Contra Costa County Building Department. They'll condition it. When I talk with Judy, she's somewhat flexible, but they want some ADA improvements done. And what we don't know is what improvements they want done. We won't know that until that actually goes into planning.
Okay.
Plan
my question was whether we had to do it before we did, during the pool
during
construction,
the
or can it be done over time?
No, it's part of the process. They won't require everything be done, but they will require some things to be done.
Okay. We believe these things should be done that are actually listed here at the time of the pool project.
Thank you.
Any other question on this sheet? We're going to kind of try to take you through a progression on this. So up to this point, you've now seen what the Park and Rec Committee has seen. And their decision is, of course, to go with option three because of the greater programming ability. With that said, we come to the Finance Committee because if we're going to have a pool that costs this much and you're considering doing it, how would you pay for it? And what are the options that staff has considered might be viable for your consideration? And what we would be looking at from you today is that if you think we can't afford the pool, that would be your recommendation, and we go with our option one, which is to refurbish the pool. If you leave it to, it would be a recommendation to the board because ultimately the board needs to make the decision, the full board needs to make the decision. So part B would be is if you do decide to go forward with the pool, which financing option do you recommend for paying for the pool? And with that, we're going to go to the next sheet, and we're going to take and have Dina take you through the various options that staff came up with.
Okay, thank you. We came up with six scenarios, and so we'll just walk through each scenario one at a time. Okay. The first scenario is continue with the community center pool refurbishment. If we refurbish the pool, the Adams pool project costs plus 15% contingency, so we think the delay will cause a little bit more extra. Adams will charge us a little more, so we added another 15% to come up with a $260,000 cost. This $260,000 would be paid from the community center account, leaving a balance of $163,000, and the Hoffman funds remain untouched.
Of course, the alternative to this is always a subset, and the subset to this is that you take the money from the Hoffman money and you leave the community center funds untouched at that time,
right.
Of course. So, but the first option, refurbish the pool.
Mm-hmm. on to scenario two. Scenario two is build a new pool, and we utilize pool option number three for all of these scenarios. We're going to finance it with the Hoffman money and a wastewater loan. So build a new pool for $1.4 million. We're going to utilize the Hoffman upfront funds plus the first installment payment, which equals about $820,000. That would leave us with a pool balance of $570,000. We would then borrow funds from wastewater to finance the pool. We'll only borrow the balance of what Hoffman owes us for the promissory note payments, which are years 2 through 4, which is $525,000. 2 through 5. That would leave us with a pool balance of $45,000. To pay for that pool balance would be paid from the community center account. That would leave that account balance of $286,000. The Hoffman funds would then be fully expended.
Now, one caveat to this scenario is that $525,102 that we would borrow from wastewater, that is if we use that fund as the exact amount of money that is owed to us in the payment without interest, because they could pay it up front and avoid any interest. So we did not want to factor in the 5% interest that occurs each year. So actually, with that 5% interest, if they were to do it through the 5 years and we paid back, or the remaining 4 years, and we were to pay that back, the interest would probably cover it, and we probably would not have to take that $45,000 out of community center funds.
That's right.
But we use kind of the worst case scenario.
Yeah, the Hoffman interest that they would owe us if they paid annual on this five over the 2 through 5 years would be about $65,000.
When is the Hoffman's first installment?
December.
Yes.
Okay, this year.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so each December is each of the following year.
Correct.
Yes. And there is an possibility that Hoffman could pay that off.
Yes, it is.
We don't know.
Okay. We don't know that. That's why we did all the scenarios without their interest included.
Okay.
Okay. We just thought that was more prudent and a little bit conservative. So. Any questions on scenario two?
Not yet.
Okay. Scenario three. Again, pool option three, build a new pool, finance with Hoffman money, the community center reserve bank account, a wastewater loan with a 2-year payback. We build a new pool for $1.4 million. Utilize the Hoffman upfront funds plus the first installment payment, $820,000. That again would leave a pool balance of $570,000. We would utilize then all of the community center bank account funds. That balance is $331,973. Okay. That would leave us then with a pool balance of $238,000. We would borrow that $238,000 from wastewater to finance the rest of the pool. We would pay back that $238,000 to wastewater with the Hoffman promissory note payments. That would leave us with the Hoffman funds balance of $286,000. Again, that would be a loan at no interest, and we did not include the Hoffman interest in any of these calculations.
And just to make, you know, just to summarize on that, essentially what we're doing there is just rather than exhausting the Hoffman funds, we're exhausting the community center funds,
yes.
And then we'll leave a balance at the end in the Hoffman funds.
Right. Okay. Any questions? No. Okay. All right. Scenario four.
Sure. Going back to the installment, so my calculations show we'll get about $164,000, $65,000 from Hoffman each year. Am I wrong?
It is. I can tell you exactly what it is. Hoffman's annual payment. The first year would be $164,000, and then it goes to $157,000, $150,000, $144,000, and $137,000.
But you're actually paying 5% on the balance.
That is with the 5%, and that would be a total of $754,000 roughly. Now, if they're just paying it all up front, then they would be paying us $656,000. Okay. That's okay. All right. Scenario three, am I in scenario four? Four, excuse me. Okay, hold it back. Again, with pool option number three, we would build a new pool, finance it with Hoffman money, the community center bank account, and a wastewater loan with a four-year payback. Build a new pool for $1.4 million, utilize the Hoffman funds plus the first installment payment. That would leave us again with a pool balance of $570,000. We would then utilize all of the community center bank account funds, leaving us a pool balance of $238,000. Then we would borrow that from wastewater, and we would pay wastewater back with the Hoffman installment payments. That would leave the Hoffman fund balance of $286,000, and we would just pay that back over 4 years instead of two. So that would be, the payment would be a little bit less. Again, all of this is zero interest loan, and not including any Hoffman interest in these calculations.
So plan four is a 4 year payback.
It's a 4 year payback.
And plan, as opposed to
a 2 year payback.
2 year.
Yes.
And with the $164,000 or $150,000 coming each year, that would say you're not going to take that full amount. You're going to use the money.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Scenario number five. Okay, we're using again same pool option number three. We're going to finance it with the Hoffman money and a commercial loan. Okay, build a new pool, option three, $1.4 million. Utilize Hoffman funds, first installment payment of $820,000. That leaves us a pool balance of $570,000. We would then secure government financing for $571,000. This would be at a 2.8% interest rate, but with $75,000 in fees. And how I got that was I contacted Brandis Tallman, Nikki Tallman, who we've worked with for bonds, and she actually gave us those rates. So it's a pretty good interest rate, but the fees are quite steep. So,
and they could change over time.
They could change, yeah. That can change. Of course, interest rates can change.
So, interest, we would borrow that over 4 years. What was the interest payment? Not interest, what's the total interest we'd pay? Do you have that?
Yes, the total interest would be about $40,000.
It's there.
Yes.
Thank you. I see it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, we would secure the government financing, pay a government financing with Hoffman installment payments, with their balance of their note payments, year two through five. $525,000 would then leave us with a pool balance still of $160,000. To pay this pool balance, we would use a community center account, leaving a community center account balance of $171,000, and the Hoffman funds would then be fully expended. Final scenario is scenario number six. Build a new pool, option three, finance with Hoffman money, use the community center account, and a commercial loan with a four-year payback. So build a new pool for $1.4 million, utilize the Hoffman upfront funds plus the first installment, leaves us a pool balance of $570,000. We would then utilize all the community center account funds, which is a total of $331,000, leaves us a pool balance of $238,000. We would secure government financing for $239,000 at a 2.8% interest rate plus the $75,000 in fees. We would pay the government financing with the Hoffman settlement payments totaling $330,000. The Hoffman fund balance then would be $194,000.
So that completes the scenarios. If we were to go down that path, the things to consider are that if we were to do the bigger pool, staff recommends that we not go through some type of financing where we're paying interest on it. The fees are just too high, coupled with the interest rate. That money could be better used, investing it in the pool itself. So we would probably recommend option number two, I think it was, which is to use the Hoffman funds and leave some balance with a small, use the Hoffman funds to make initial payments, the first installment, then take the balance and borrow that from wastewater at 0% interest and pay that back with the remaining payments of Hoffman over time, and it leaves a small balance to take out of the community center fund, but it leaves the money in the community center fund. A variant to that would be to take a little out of take a little more out of community center funds and leave a little bit more in Hoffman funds would be a variant of that.
Yes.
So you have Hoffman fund, a small balance, and a small balance in community center. Kind of split the difference, if you will. That's another option. Things to consider about spending money out of the wastewater fund is that we do have denitrification. We do not know where we're going with denitrification. So staff has considered this. And our analysis is that if we're going to go with the smaller size denitrification, all depends on what the master plan tells us, which we won't know that maybe until a little before July. If it tells us that we go with the smaller, it's not an issue. We have enough money to borrow without any concern out of wastewater. If they say we have to go with the bigger project, which could be $8 to $10 million, we'll be close to having enough money in reserves to pay for it outright without having to borrow. But the likelihood is that we probably would have to borrow some. And in any event, whether we had to take the money out of wastewater to loan to us or not, we would probably still have to borrow. So I would rather than have two loans in the future in that scenario, I'd rather have one loan in that scenario, and that being the wastewater.
Well, it's a much easier loan to obtain and a much better.
Right. And we hope we don't even have to go there. I mean, that's our fingers crossed. But if you do, in the worst case scenario, that's the loan to take over this other one.
If you borrow money out of the wastewater capital fund as a bridge for this project, don't you have to pay interest back to the fund? At least whatever their imputed interest might be or whatever their average interest might be.
We could. You
I think you
no.
have to.
I don't
might
think
turn
you do.
Legal. I think you have to.
Okay.
Check with the
sure.
We might
check,
have to.
Check with
yeah.
Yeah, I thought we asked the auditors.
I thought
we asked the auditors and they said no,
okay.
You didn't have to.
Okay, just make sure you get that question there.
Yes, I will.
Okay.
I'll confirm that.
Any more questions on that aspect?
Go back to your recommendations.
My recommendation.
If you would, give us a recommendation on the scenario. By scenario. What you did was you pieced one together, but I wasn't sure about
Yeah, I did. I kind of morphed scenario number two. Scenario number two, just to refresh on that, is that we're going to use all of the money we have from Hoffman so far, plus their first payment that we're going to get in December, because we'll have that in by the time we start paying bills. That left a balance of 571 grand. So we thought we'd borrow, because the payments that remain without interest equals 525,102, that's how much we would borrow from wastewater, and then take the pool balance out of the community center fund of 46 grand there. And then that would, and we, and that way the Hoffman funds would be fully expended, mm-hmm. but we would still have an account balance of 286,000 and change in our community center account. A morph of this would be, we kind of maybe take, rather than just $45,000 out of the community center account, we take maybe $125,000 out of that, which would still leave us a balance in the community center account, and then take that difference, deduct that from that $525,102 that we're borrowing from wastewater, so when we pay that back, there's still some money in the Hoffman account. So there'd be a little left in Hoffman, and a little more taken out of community center.
But it's sort of all the same pocket.
Well, it kind of is, because it kind of is and isn't. The community center fund is designated for the community center. And Hoffman is zone A.
And then the other, a morph of that might be just increase the borrowing from wastewater and not deplete the pool or the community center fund.
Yes. Okay. You could. We would consider D-Night.
Well, and then we would pay that back, because if we
$45,000 is going to make any difference to D-Night.
Yeah. Correct, and the likelihood is, well, I can't say a likelihood. There's a possibility that those interest payments are going to pay that $45,000. I mean, that would be the very last expenditure we would make would be out of that $45,000.
Okay.
So that's our staff recommendation.
You gave this scenario of depleting the community center.
Well, the exposure is that means we have some balance in Hoffman Fund, and Hoffman Fund can be used for the community center. Can be used out of that fund.
Okay. Is it going to leave us exposed in a particular area over the year or two?
Well,
you still have Zone 8 reserves, so I kept those intact. I did not touch those. So this community center is the community center fund at ECC Bank. That was kind of donations and collected by new development to build a community center at some point. So that's the money that we used for these scenarios. We left the Zone 8 reserves. We didn't put them on here.
What is the Zone 8 reserve balance?
Zone 8 reserve balance is around $350,000.
Okay. And scenario 2 is a 5-year payback.
Scenario 2 is a 4-year payback.
4 years. And the only unknown at this point is interest.
Yes, and I'll confirm that.
And that's what I'm not,
I'll double check. I'll call
sure
legal
it would
too,
be
but
nominal,
yes.
A nominal amount of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
More questions, Jim? Yeah, maybe just one more that,
sure.
You know, how money could be used elsewhere, right? We know we have maintenance, and that's really the debate now.
In Zone 8,
I understand. And if we look at some of the activities that are taking place, we are actually getting some maintenance done by the recommendations, parking lot, you know, certain things. Now maybe that's only handicapped, primarily ADA. Okay. There's no question. I just wanted to make sure. I was thinking that we're getting both to a degree, but we're not getting that much on the maintenance. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No.
All right.
Well, then we'll stop that and open up the public comment. So, go ahead.
With respect to just the process, mm-hmm. this issue, I've had some comments from people that a special meeting seemed to be a rush to spend the money. And to have it at about 10 o'clock in the morning made it hard for your electric. In the
larger pool that was going to bring in a lot of revenue money that would most likely pay for itself, the project.
This could be part two of our discussion.
Has anyone done some review on that? They know how much more money it was, is going to take in? Will it just pay for the cleaning and maintenance of the pool? That's my question.
I'd like to say something on what you brought up. If we're going to be generating income from this pool that you're proposing with the events, are we signing up to go into business? Is that what we're doing here?
So,
and are we not in all the expenses that go along with being in business? And I might like to add, when I was walking up here today, talking about spending a lot of money, and the gutters on this side of the building, you talk about a water problem, the gutters in the front of this building aren't even there. The roof gutters aren't even there. The parking lot lighting is virtually non-existent. I was going to follow up with that about ADA for the full facility. Is everything in our existing facility, besides the pool area, is it ADA compliant? It's a question. I don't get answers. You just follow up.
Okay. There's more to present. You'll get some of those answers.
I'm sorry.
There's another piece that will be presented, and you'll get some of those answers.
Okay, when will that happen?
Right after we're done with the public comments.
Okay. So my concern would be the overall, how much money do we need to be prudent with the money? We need to be good stewards of this money. I've been living here for 25 years. I've been waiting for this public money to come in. I've heard it's been going back and forth like crazy. So let's put the brakes on a little bit. We're talking about spending over $1 million. I mean, can we really afford this, people? If this were your house, would you take that much money and do that? I don't know. I, right now, vote for let's fix what we got and make the best of what we got over here, make it nice, and fix up the rest of the facility. I don't know if you're on a maintenance program here or what, but let's improve the whole area, not just one area.
Any other comments?
a couple things. talking about the remaining balance, if they are possibly the interest. Keep in mind that the Lions Club is, and now granted this is a drop in the bucket or drop in the pool, I don't think you want to put it, no pun intended, but the Lions Club also has $10,000 that's been earmarked for a pool already, so that would be able to contribute towards that. Organizations like the Lions Club, like the swim team, can do fundraisers ongoing each year to start bringing in some money to contribute to help, put back towards that. Again, it's not going to, take 1,000 years to repay the whole thing, but the idea is the goodwill to be able to start putting money back in and giving back to it in addition to what they already spent to rent the facility. There's plenty of other organizations out there that have already expressed interest to me that, water is hard to come by. When I say water, I mean pool space is hard to come by in East County here. So there's a lot of organizations, teams, classes, everything that's constantly looking for pool space. So I know that renting it out, you'll get a lot more knocks on the door on a facility like this, what you're proposing, than what you currently have. But it's one of those things. We had an opportunity to do something great for our youth in the community. There's not a lot for just not our youth, but even the community as a whole. We have a really key opportunity to do something great for this community. There's not a lot for kids out here. Brentwood has a lot to be able to offer. They have facilities for different things. We're a water-based community. I don't think we should be building a football stadium or a baseball ballpark. And the sports are all great, but we're a water-based community. And I think the opportunity to give back to the community in a water-based fashion, we should be the water kings and queens. We should be the ones making sure our kids know how to swim. Pretty much every house in Discovery Bay is within probably 400 yards of water. I don't care if you live on the Delta, on the golf course, the lakes, lakeshore, there's a lake, there's a body of water everywhere. I don't think there's too many communities around that are like that. And we really need to make sure that we zone in on
Any other public comment? Yes, sir.
One thing Brian, Brian said that bothers me is that he was answering your question, I believe, with regard to do we have to do the ADA now? And he said, well, when it goes before the county, then they will examine it all, and then they will determine what we have to do in that regard. And he briefly mentioned that we'll need, maybe have to change the bathroom facilities. And everything's talking about making this into attracting more people to the area and having these swim meets and all sorts of things. We'll get lots of people there. And I think that'll get the county's attention. And then they'll want to have us build big bathrooms for all these people. And this could, this $1.4 million, I can see that going $1.5 million, $1.6 million, $1.7 million. I mean, just if you go out, we don't know where it's going to end. They said, well, 15%, that's a good number. But that's not considering all these other things. And then the other thing that keeps coming up is this talk about we're within, this community is a water community, and we're within 400 feet of water any place in the community. And this begs the question, well, why do we need a pool at all if we have water every 400 feet?
Any other public comment?
Or everyone's thinking that we're, you know, I heard some comments that said the other communities out there. That's kind of would help out. And also, it would also create a better sense for Parks and Rec, being able to ramp up so the other groups would be able to use it, would be able to form other teams and groups and gatherings because of what a bare bones minimum pool will allow. It will open up a lot of doors for the town, not just everyone's focus that it's just for the swim team. It's not. It's for the community. It's for the town in general. There's a lot of things that you can do with this that's beyond swimming laps, too.
Okay. Any last comments? Okay.
I've been to a lot of communities around that have swimming pools that are smaller than six lanes. So six lanes is not bare bones minimum.
Okay. I'm going to close public comment and bring it back to the board. Just my observation at this point is I think we have three options here. I think the Park and Recreation Committee has looked at it. Their recommendation is to proceed with something along scenario two, and they've asked this committee to look at the financing aspects of that. Another option is just replace the existing pool. Option number three is just fill it in with dirt and forget it and use the money for something else. So we really have at least three options, and there's probably permutations off of each of those options. What I'd like to do now is just kind of explore a little bit some of the assumptions within the scenario two and just replacing the existing pool. When we talk about the financing options for scenario two, and we look at sort of looking at this four-year repayment of the borrowings. Mm-hmm. What's magic about four? Couldn't it be five? Couldn't it be 10? Couldn't it be 15? And then preserve cash for operating costs and for other activities and other projects that we might want to pursue. So I think I kind of like staff to look at some longer paybacks, preserve cash, have the ability to do other things, and then have the opportunity, like say, for other groups to come in. And, if they want to do baseball, if they want to do pickleball, if they want to do tennis, if they want to do basketball, if they want to have football or lacrosse fields, I don't know what it is, if they want to have lightest facilities. All those things, I think they're still on. You know, we have constituencies for all of those things. And as they pop up, as we've heard in the past, I think, it'd be nice to have a little pot of money to see, what's in the best interest of the community. So that's sort of one thing I'd like to look at before I make any kind of recommendations and so forth. And also, I'd like to see a healthy balance in the pool funds, because I think there's going to be additional things that come up. We have to look at the O&M costs. We have to look at what those things are. Number one is we're going to get brand new equipment, so the O&M costs probably will be a lot less than what we're paying now to put a patchwork together on equipment that's gone past its useful life.
Part B, we'll go into that a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Just one comment. Listening to the comments, I just want to make sure there's clarification on what we're doing here today. This is the Parks and Recreation gave a recommendation. That is not pool approval. That is a recommendation to the board. Now, that comes into the Finance Committee, and our purpose today, or our goal today, is to look to see if we have the funds. So a couple of questions that said, why pick three? We've been given three. We can look at the others, but we've been given three to look at it. This is not the approval process. The approval process is at the five-member board at a standard CSD meeting. So this is all discussion coming to an end on a recommendation moving forward.
I would also like to clarify that the Recreation Committee is not recommending to the board that we pick
this pool.
They're saying that if you were to decide, if the board decides to go with the pool, this is the one we would recommend.
Yeah.
But, it's up to the board members at the time of board to decide whether we're going to fill it in with dirt or whether we're going to refurbish it or whether we're going to go with any one of these three options. we figured we're giving you the figures for the most expensive because it's easier to bring them down than to try to bring them up. That's number one. Number two, as an editorial comment, I want to tell you that also in response to some of the comments, there's a little bit of witchcraft that goes on here. We don't know by the time of RFP if we were to pick the bigger pool, what are the actual costs? They could go up, it could be less. We try to figure in the 15% contingency. These are not final figures because if you were to select the pool, by the way, let's say it's this option, it's the option three, it would be designed, and then from that design, it would then have to go out to bid, and we don't have those bids back yet, so we really don't know what the climate will be in terms of economics on that later on. But we still, even if we were to approve the pool, if the board was to approve the bigger pool and we design it, we'd be out the money for the design of the pool, but if it came back that the bids were too high, we can still can the pool. So there's some flexibility as we go along. Having said that there's a little bit of a crystal ball in trying to figure out these figures, we did figure that the Finance Committee would ask us, well, you know, what do we think are the operating costs in comparison, you know, the new operating costs if you were to go with this pool, and how, you know, and what kind of revenue are we talking about all these programs that could potentially come in. So we're going to tell you that the next phase here, part B, and we're going to tell you that this is crystal ball. These are what I've asked staff to do here is to say, what do you think is a middle ground, a reasonable projection of the kind of programming that we would potentially bring in here, and what kind of considerations do we need to think about in terms of three things. One, staffing levels have impact on costs. We have operating costs that we're going to try and predict. So again, this is all predictable, can go up, can go down, we don't know. We're trying to do our best judgment on these. So when you go to programming assumptions, if you go down to the highlighted area, and you can read through here some of the explanations that we did for getting these figures of expenses. For public recreation hours, we use about 492 hours for that currently, and we think that we'll go up to about 617 hours in a new pool situation. The prior staffing levels to do this was we had 22 part-time seasonal lifeguards, and we think we need to increase that by 6 lifeguards. So you drop down and you go, okay, so the prior staffing expenses, as you go down the list, was about $34,500, and the proposed staffing is going to be somewhere around $74,000. Well, that's twice the amount, but we're not doing twice the hours, and we're not doing twice the staffing, so why is that? Well, because when you go to the bigger pool, we want more lifeguards, but we also need a lieutenant, and we need a sergeant in there for the other lifeguards, and you've got to provide them breaks, and you've got to be able to cover all the pool area in there, and so it becomes a little more expensive when you're trying to supervise and manage that. So we're looking at really an increase there of about $35,000 it would cost the town in staffing. Let me look at the revenues against that particular expense. And we're dealing with the revenues from the operation of the pool. This is just what we looked at, not all the programs that occur within the rec department, so we're going to compare apples and apples. And in the prior season, when we had 100 participants with the River Otters, the town generated about $8,000. We anticipate with a larger pool that we're going to get at least half that. We're going to take a reasonable number. And that would bring in $12,000 under the new pool system. Now, caveat to that is that's at the current rate we receive. I mean, and that's that assumption. That could go up. So the potential River Otter Swim Team revenue is $12,000.
Now, one of the things that we could do is we could raise our daily admission fees, and you can see the list under prior public daily admission fees, and to the right, you know, some moderate, very minor, actually, increases for use of the pool and season passes. And we think that that could generate some possible revenue of $9,000. Now we go to expanded times and numbers of Linda swim classes. And we're looking at potentially under those classes that would be expanded under the bigger pool of a potential revenue of $52,000. Then we drop down and we go, okay, town managed programming, which is you know, lifeguard training programs and things of that nature, special family events and that, try to raise $8,000. And then we have special interest stuff. We've never had scuba diving and water polo clinics and things of that nature, and this pool may be able to attract those kinds of things, and that might get us $2,500 in a year. Now again, these numbers are just, I think, optimistic but reasonable projections. So you would take the old aquatic revenue of $21,500, and it could potentially bring it up to $83,500. Could be more, could be less, we don't know, no crystal ball. Then we go to the last page here, and we say, all right, how much do we think, that's the staffing, and that's the program. But how much do we think it's going to cost with actually maintaining the pool? And we estimated that, I believe it was 22% we figured increase, Brian, over that. Well, first, before I get to that, does staff have any corrections on anything Okay, thank you. So before we paid $50,000, we estimated that we paid $50,250 is what it cost us with this pool. By the way, a refurbished pool is probably going to cost us a little, maybe even less, because we have better equipment into that scenario as well. But $50,000. We project that with a new pool, it's going to cost us an additional $11,000, almost $12,000, in the difference of maintaining the bigger pool versus the current pool. There is salary difference because it's going to take more people to maintain the pool. Is that correct, Ryan? And how we
more,
get that?
More time.
More time involved. So the more time involved in maintaining the pool is going to cost us an extra $51,000. So if you take those figures and you go, all right, staffing and operating costs amounting to $62,604, which is the difference between what it was and what we projected to be, and you look at the potential revenue, we have a difference of $21,000, where the revenues would exceed the difference in the increased costs. Any questions? I read that right, sir. I read that right?
Day during the week on a regular basis, you'll be making $2,500 a month off each of those groups.
seasonal right now, but Memorial Day or Labor Day is kind of traditionally what the pool is now. So just something that I just thought to kind of keep in mind there. But yeah, I mean, I think like you had a good point about the maintenance. And, I really don't know if I have to look at, it's hard to say what the square footage of the existing pool is versus a six lane. Brian might know a little bit more, but I really don't know if the square footage and the amount of volume of the pool is going to be all that much different than what we have now because of this outcoast that we're in there. It's just kind of a funky shape. So really, again, it's not looking at going to a heritage 50-year pool. This is square footage and volume of water is going to be fairly similar, I believe. I don't know if they mentioned what this one is, but I don't think maintenance is, you know, and if you offset kind of the newer technology, it might be closer to a wash rather than a large one. But that would be for the pool company to figure out based off trying to compare what we have here. I don't know if, you know, again, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a difference of about 20,000 gallons.
20,000 gallons?
Yeah, the increase is 20,000 gallons.
Okay. And what's the volume right now?
The volume is 110, 110,000.
Okay. So it's going from 110 to 130?
Yeah.
Okay, so not all that much here.
10,000?
Yeah. It's 110.
110. Oh,
it's 110,000 gallons. It's a existing pool, and that's going to be
130. 130.
130 is a new pool.
And that's in the L shape, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Any other comments, Bill?
Yeah, I agree that your this whole discussion is all smoke and mirrors. Arguing, you know, there's a proponent saying, well, these people are going to come rent this. Are you going to rent it to them at $135 an hour? They're going to play, you know, with the 2-hour minimums, that type of thing. I just think that, you know, these are estimates and they need to be dealt with and thought of as estimates.
Any other comments?
Just have one more comment. Going off of what he said, right when we started off the meeting, I agree that, you know, sometimes meeting times are a little bit difficult for people to make. One recommendation I would make is, I don't know if this is on the slate for the next CSD meeting, but I agree with you, it's great to have both sides. The community to be well represented whenever there's an important meeting going on. But the next CSD meeting is scheduled for right in the middle of spring break. And I'm hoping to get this matter can get pushed back into maybe if you're looking to give it over to the CSD fairly soon, if we can hold off till April. Because I agree with him on that.
Any comments? Yeah, bring it back to the board then. Any
other if we commit to a million four and it starts to escalate, can we get out of it? Really?
Yes. Who did those guys? Your general manager said that after it went to RFP and if the costs were.
So what I'm asking, we got going. Okay.
Then you'll have a fixed fee contract, so it's really not.
If it goes out to bid, it comes in $2 million, they can decide not to go ahead with it. Now they'd be out the development cost or the engineering cost, but there's still the ability to terminate the project.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now bring it back to the board.
No, I think it's a good job on giving you some of the estimates, and that's been a question that the board has had.
Well, I want to thank staff because they've spent an enormous amount of time. It is pretty tricky to do this. We know that we want to be as reliable as possible, but we wanted to give you at least some things to go off of to consider. We know that this is going to be a difficult decision. I mean, it'd be easier if we knew the big pool was going to be $600,000 or if it was going to be $2 million, right? It would have been an easy decision. Unfortunately, it fell right on the tightrope line. So I think what we're looking for from the committee, from what I've heard you say, is that you would like us to take another look at a longer payback in scenario two and bring it back to the committee?
That would be my hope.
I agree with the lead that we've got a lot to chew on right here. I think consolidate it, let's put it into a package, a scenario, a single scenario, so that we can look at it one more time and if necessary make any refinements. And to validate whether it's affordable.
Okay, respectfully, I'm a little confused.
Okay. Okay. Now, as I said before, I think there's three options.
Mm-hmm.
What would it cost to just fill in that hole in the backyard? Secondly, if we just rebuild, go back to the original plan of just rebuilding the existing pool. I think we already have that.
We have that.
Yeah. And then number three, we have the scenario two or three, whatever it is just what if we paid it back over a longer time and how would that impact the balances in the other funds? And I'm just thinking, for me, I'm just looking at an insurance policy. Hey, you pay a little bit more in interest, but you've got a lot more flexibility in other things that we can do. And then bring it back to the committee. After the committee looks at that, then we can decide where to proceed, whether there's going to be a committee recommendation or whether that information just goes to the full board. But we have, I think, and the comment was made, we're under no rush here. We don't have to jam anything through. The river otters are going somewhere else next summer, so there's no matter what we do, their season's gone in terms of being here.
Sailed.
So let's, rather than forcing a decision, let's take our time. We don't have any, there's no compelling rush to get this thing done. We're out a little bit of money from stopping the project in the middle, but that's probably a smart move rather than throwing good money after bad. So.
And I would agree with you, Director Lead, on that. Absolutely. This should be well considered. And the only timeline that we have to think about is that we are up against, a clock. It's not immediate because we do want to get it. If you decide to go with the bigger, if the board decides to go with an expanded pool, it needs to be engineered, and it needs to be built, and we are on a clock if we want to make it for next season.
Yes. I agree. Yeah, I don't want this thing to drift off for 6 months, but there's no reason it can't drift off for several more weeks. It's just, I don't see that sense of urgency.
And we will hold either, I think our next finance committee meeting, regular meeting is?
Quarterly as needed, is what the bylaws say.
Did we cancel?
We can schedule
March 11th.
We can schedule a special meeting.
When
you're ready, we'll schedule a special.
Okay, I think we can get these figures for you relatively soon. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And okay, and then we'll try to work out.
And if possible, I take the one note, 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning is probably tough for some, so if we can look for a more accommodating time.
What type of time would you like?
I think probably in the afternoon.
Afternoon or evening. Let me know. Just let you see what you've got when you're ready, and then we'll check calendars and see what.
Yeah, it's we might be able to do this like in the evening. It's better for us to do it directly before a board meeting because Carol adjusts her time. If we do it in the evening, it sounds like they pay overtime.
Okay.
So we'll come up with some.
Yeah, give us some ideas. Something in the reasonably near future.
Very good. Is there any other direction?
Now we are moving on to affiliate with future agenda items. We already have one.
Well,
we have another item on
the
closed session.
Yeah.
I had mentioned this on some of it. Looking at the next meeting.
I have a question.
Okay.
Looking at, we had future discussions, so we're going to move out. I don't know that we need all three of those.
One thing at the next finance committee meeting, if we could look at just in terms of the water revenue for this year and how it compares to the budget, I'd like to see that.
Yep.
Okay.
So now we are going to move into closed session.
Yes, the Town of Discovery Bay will adjourn to closed session to discuss the matters identified in the agenda as H1.